Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. We've got Manny Johnson on. He's the founder of Organican Group up in Orlando. He's got a bunch of doctors and PhDs that work with him to generate great ideas and good concepts on medical cannabis. He's been testifying all over the country and helping folks set the rules up. Manny, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. I'm really enjoying the music, by the way.
That's all Wanda.
Thank you, Manny.
That's all Wanda. Freedom, 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 freedom. Okay, so let's talk about hemp versus cannabis, Manny. Hemp has been approved now across the country in the Farm Bill. They're waiting for the Agriculture Commissioner of the state of Florida to set the rules here. We know who that is. So what are you having involvement with that at all? What's going on with that, Manny?
Well, I was involved with the Rocky Mountain Hemp Society 6 years ago with some friends that I had met in Colorado. And they were very, very progressive in this movement. And they started growing hemp, and they're still growing hemp. Colorado is not your ideal place to grow because of the altitude. With my, the PhD doctors that I work with, we developed the first and only USDA certified products for use on cannabis in the United States. So we have soil amendments, pest inhibitors, and fertilizers. For not only marijuana, which is a form of cannabis, but also for hemp. So hemp is like something we love because we see the great things that it does. We see the great things that it's going to do. And it is, like you said, freedom, okay? We've now got freedom.
So
hemp
what
got stuck in the corner with marijuana, and it just went away.
So talk about the difference. Talk about the difference, Manny. What's the difference between marijuana and hemp?
Okay. Hemp is by the federal government, the International Drug Committee. Hemp is defined as having 0.3 or below percent THC. So there is no psychoactive effect of it. You couldn't get high on it at all. But it seems that tiny bit of THC is needed in order for it to have some of the medicinal effects that it is showing that it does have. So it's a, low THC. It's got a variety of uses, okay? It's been, some of the largest growers of hemp in Europe are car manufacturers, and they're using it to replace the plastics in their cars because hemp can be used for a plastic substitute. It can be used, it has a great RH factor, so hempcrete is actually stronger than concrete, and it actually has a better insulation value. You can make a wood product out of hemp that you would swear is wood. So
why are we not using these substitutes now, Manny?
Buddy, it's got, hemp, like I said, hemp got cursed just like marijuana did. I mean, okay, hemp is in the same genus. It's in the cannabis genus.
Mm-hmm.
It's cannabis sativa L.
Okay.
And you've got cannabis ruderalis and you've got cannabis indica. And so it's in the same genus. So what the federal government did was just make the entire genus illegal.
And to the government, you know, to take the easy way out.
Well, there was a whole lot of people involved, and there was a lot of politics, as usual. William Randolph Hearst ran, you know, Hearst Publications, and he had these tremendous investments in lumber and timber in the Northwest, and, you know, he wanted to use that, okay? Well, you know, you can either grow a tree for 10 years to get the pulp, or you can grow, you know, hemp for 4 months and harvest it, and you can make paper out of it. You can make a fabric for clothing. You can make textiles. You can make the hempcrete we've been talking about. What I love, and I've seen this, and I'm working on a project with this right now, is a plastic substitute. It looks just like plastic, and it's biodegradable.
So I could make plastic straws out of this?
Positively could.
Wow. Why
free
are we
for our oceans? And huh?
And just imagine
and
what this did.
It is going to happen.
It's great.
Oh. It is going to happen. This can, this is going to be, hemp is going to be the biggest thing that could ever happen to the farmers in the United States of America right now.
Fantastic.
Because farmers have been getting killed by the pricing that have been, you know, the cuts and cuts and cuts of all the South American and Latin American, Central American, and foreign, you know, fruits and vegetables that come into the country. And they've been getting hurt badly. So this can be, and this will be. I guarantee you, like, I know I've talked with some of the large tobacco conglomerates as a consultant, and they're planning on taking all the tobacco growers and trying to move them into hemp as fast as they possibly can.
Well, I bet it helps them keep their supply chain in place, because those tobacco growers have to be having a slack in demand for their tobacco.
Well, sure they do. Plus, the tobacco is the lawsuits are never going to stop.
No, they're not.
You know, they're getting worse and worse and worse. And the tobacco industry knows that, so they've got to look for alternatives. So they're going to be huge into this. Farmers, there's a lot of farming activity. I've been doing a lot of work up in Illinois, and Indiana, Wisconsin. One of the PhDs who's on our team, she has one of the licenses in South Carolina, and she's growing a hunt. She grew 40 acres last year of hemp, and she's growing 100 this year, because that's what their laws, allow. We've been supplying Kentucky for the last 3 years through Organican Group with the organic products to get the soil ready, so that you can get the soil ready with soil amendments to get the soil to where it's pure. Because one thing you have to realize, if you start to plant hemp, it's going to pull up the good, bad, and ugly out of that soil.
Well, what do you mean by that, Manny?
It's a bioremediation product. It was actually planted around Chernobyl to pull some of the radioactive wastes out of the soils there. It's been used a lot in bioremediation around rivers in China, Indonesia, India. It'll start to be used a whole lot more here. It'll be used with oil spills. There's products they're developing with hemp, with the bast cells of the hemp, which are the long, long cells inside of the hemp plant. So you can take those strips and you can make a product that, when there's an oil spill, you put it in with the oil spill, it absorbs the oil spill, and then you haul it away.
Wow.
So there's going to be bioremediation in lakes, rivers, land. It's going to be, a tremendous, tremendous benefit just for that.
Mount Manny. I want to take a quick break here because I want to have a little bit of time left in the final segment, and you got to come back. I got a whole list of questions that we're not going to get to. What I want to talk in the next part of the segment is the supply chain management and if there's a way that we can make hemp affordable to everybody else. And people are loving the bio remediation aspect of hemp. Yes, that's right, Dr. Malone. It does bioremediation. This is a cure-all for a lot of problems. And after the break, we're going to talk to Manny about the process of getting the hemp into CBD oil and what can be done to make it more accessible to the rest of the public. Thank you for hanging on with us, Manny. We'll be right back after wanting to play some more music you're going to like.
Stray Cats.
That's right. I knew that. I had Dr. Feldman stood in front of me and danced on his chair during the Stray Cats concert in 85.
Sounds about right.
85. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was 83. 83. I'm getting old. I'm forgetting. Hey, but don't forget this. Make sure you go out to Warren Henry to get your car. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Go to Gainesville. They've got Audi up there. Key West, got all their great name brands down there. What do they all have in common besides being great cars? They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a complimentary service loaner. They give you dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You could take 3 days to be certain that you love your Warren Henry car, and I know you will. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, think of scream and shout. Let's rock, rock.
Freed on weed.
If you want to have a better memory, reduce stress in your life, get better sleep, become smarter, increase empathy, have stronger analytical skills, and improve your focus and concentration, then read a book. If your daily reading habits center around tweets, Facebook updates, or directions to microwave popcorn, then you are missing out. Reading for 15 to 20 minutes a day can reduce risk of Alzheimer's and so much more. Someone asked Bill Gates if he were given a superpower, what superpower would he choose? And here's what he said.
Being able to read super fast, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be huge.
So take it from one of the richest, most successful guys in the world. Pick up a book and read and improve your life.
Motivation on 880, The Biz.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Pick up a book.
That's right. Everybody pick up a book. Hey. Also, pick up the phone and give me a call at 305-773-6300. It's already happened twice during the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Exactly. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you with your real estate transaction. Maybe you need to sell something. Maybe you need to buy something. Maybe you just need to finance something. I can help you all the way around. I had people from out of town. They called me. They go, Jim, I need to buy a project off market. I go, I just know the guy to call. Mm-hmm. They go, is it going to take more than one phone call? I said, probably not. How many phone calls did it take? One.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to tell you how much, it's a pretty good
deal.
Don't
give out the secrets.
No, I'm not going to give out any secrets. The only secret I'm going to give out is if you give me a call at 305-773-630. When you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you, Wanda, for reminding everybody how influential I am. But the one who's really influential is our guest today, Manny Johnson. Manny's the founder of Organic Can Group up in Orlando. Manny's been a nurseryman for 30 years. He's helping the whole country and, in fact, the world discover and get pure marijuana. See, Wanda, everybody wants to do business with me. I got to go turn that off. Manny, we were going to talk about the supply chain issues and the pricing in medical cannabis and getting the CBD oil prices down. Can you help me talk about that?
Of course I can. I can do the best I can, brother.
Thank you so much, sir. So now we've got the cannabis. It's in Florida. Can you grow it in Florida?
Now, are you talking about hemp? Or are you talking? I mean, cannabis is a general subject, buddy. Remember, that includes marijuana.
That's correct.
THC, CBD, and hemp.
I'm sorry. Wow. Thank you for keeping me on track, Professor Johnson. Thank you. Let's talk about just hemp. We were talking about hemp. Hemp is what they make the CBD oil out of. I'm going to have to get you back on to talk about the THC and cannabis because we won't have enough time. So talk to me about the supply chain of the CBD stuff. You know, we were talking about the purity issues, the container issues. What are some of the issues in the supply chain, and how can we make it affordable to all? Because I don't think everybody can afford $100 a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start to see as hemp has grown throughout the United States, and you're going to see this within the next couple of years. All the states now are, when President Trump signed the farm bill in December, it opened up the floodgate, basically, for the states to take over. And I will say this, I am extremely impressed with what Commissioner Freed is doing.
Oh, I'm
really taking the bull by the horns, and she is really, really being proactive with this. She's not being shy.
Thank you.
And I really, really like that because I see other states that are dragging their feet. They're making it so hard. They're making it so slow. And why they're doing it, I have no clue. Because this product, we can wear the product as shirts and pants and shoes. We can make plastic substitutes. We can build houses with it. We can, I've seen this plastic substitute. It's amazing. It is an amazing thing. You would also swear that it, like the marble countertop that was made from it, you'd swear that was marble.
You're kidding me.
Not. It's
You're
a hemp,
kidding me.
It's a hemp product.
So what's preventing the other states from being as proactive as Florida is? Is it because of the nature of the folks in charge writing the rules? Some are trying to slow it down, which we saw here in Florida for years.
Sure. That has a great deal to do with it. You've got this tremendous disconnect between what the people want and what the legislators want and how they go about, throwing their earmarks on every bill. I mean, we just need to be able to have somebody. I'm hoping that Commissioner Freed will continue keeping this thing at the forefront of the people because, buddy, what I'm telling you today is nothing. I've got thousands and thousands of articles on hemp. It's an amazing thing. There is we would grow the plant. And every part of the plant we would use for something, even the roots, we would throw nothing away.
Manny, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left today. Would you make me a promise to come back in a couple of weeks? We got the 4th of July break coming up, but then, sometime in July, we'll get you back on and we'll talk about all this other stuff. And by then, maybe we'll have some more hemp regulations we could talk about in Florida.
Be happy to. But, let me just be real quick with this.
Yeah, no, okay? I want to get your one last thought. Give me the one good thing.
Okay, every state is different. There are a lot. Their departments of agriculture are going about this in a different way. So we're not having any congruent, okay? Florida, I think you're going to start to see, I think Commissioner Freed is going to open this thing up. This is going to revolutionize Florida after the loss of the citrus industry.
That's what
it's
I wanted to know.
It's going to be an amazing thing.
This is going to revolutionize the state of Florida. This is going to take us back to being a top agricultural state. I want to thank you so much, Manny Johnson. Manny Johnson, founder. He's the founder of Organicam up in Orlando. Manny, thank you so much and for being our expert. And Wanda and I will connect with you. We'll get you back on in July, I promise, sir.
Okay, buddy. You have a great 4th. And to all your listeners out there, I hope you were able to learn something today. And just, keep writing your congressman and keep reading.
Definitely. Oh,
keep
thank
listening
you.
To Jim.
Thank you so much, Manny. Best part, we saved that for last. You're the best. I want to give a shout out to our first responders here on the 4th of July weekend. Please don't drive drunk. Take Uber, take Lyft. Don't make the lives of our first responders at risk or anybody else's. Everybody stay safe. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, thank you for listening today. You're the man. The NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated. I'm sorry, Becca. Turkel Brands, hey, High Five Bruce, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And of course, I want to thank you for listening today. You're the most valuable person on the radio show. You are our listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business is the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website keeps getting thousands of hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for the replay of this show on Tuesday. And then next week, 4th of July, we've got a special show on real estate technology. Why do I do this? Because I love it. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, the rest of the show is yours.
This is Freed on Weed.
The views and opinions expressed throughout the day by programmers and callers on 880 The Biz are not necessarily those of Salem Media Group or its affiliated entities. 880 The Biz is South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio and the best local live talk in Miami. On the go? Don't miss a thing. Download the 880 The Biz app for Apple or Android. Keep up with us on Twitter at 880 The Biz.